It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do not check your radio. It's me. It's me. Bach will understand this reference. It's me. It's D to the double E. It's been a while since we quoted Road Dogg on the ticket. And it's gone far too long, I must say. Filling in for Carricker. He'll be back tomorrow. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can. Hit us with what's up. Just say what's up. Don't yell at us from the car driving down the street. Say what's up and then yell at us from the car going down the street. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. Please download the Ticket app. We'll have some events coming up over the next few weeks where you want to be able to make choices on the app. And so you might want to do that. I'm just going to lay that out there for you because it's coming. It's happening. There are things happening. There are oars in the water. And we want you to be able to be a part of what we're doing. That's all. We care. We love you. And there's that. Shout out to the homie, Dan Swanson, down at Canopy Street Market. Bach, we need to get him in the building here soon. Some things going on that we need to handle. Lots to talk about in this space before we get into the full realm of all of these things. Jake Bachoven, kind sir, if you would, please pay the bills, pay the bills.
Yeah, hour one of this show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901, whether it's residential or business. Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. Grateful for you. Hey, Bach, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's finally here. I mean, the week we've all been waiting for, right?
You know, I feel like I've been in buffer mode. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the game you've all been waiting for. In the red corner.
Yes.
In the blue corner. I don't know. Like, and I'm really mad at myself that while I had access to Buffer this weekend, I should have had him record a promo, in the blue corner from Ann Arbor, Michigan, the number 120 ranked Wolverines of Michigan. In the red corner, fighting out of Lincoln, Nebraska, home, their home Memorial Stadium. Go Big Red. I just felt like this was the buildup. The buildup is bordering on a hype train that is gaining momentum, and it's going. I'm not sure if it's going uphill or downhill. I don't know if it's gaining speed for the right reasons. Like, do we want to? Where do you stand? Are we fully on the hype train for this thing? That this is all meaning all glorious, all of everything. Why we sit through an entire off seasons of schedule monitoring and talent assessing and stat stuffing. What does it mean to you on a scale of 1 to 10? How where are you on the hype scale for this thing?
Well, I mean, there's all different ways to look at it. Of course, Michigan might not end up the season being ranked or something like that. We were kind of saying that about Illinois last year. Going into that game, which Nebraska narrowly lost. I mean, so there's all different ways, time will help tell us how important this game is. But to me, while it's not all important, Nebraska could lose this game, certainly lose a close game, and you'd still feel good about where the Huskers are headed. While that is the case, I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. I would argue it's probably the biggest game since 2016 in all, because, you know, you go back to then, that was Mike Riley's second year, right? Maybe 2017 Oregon as far as an opportunity. But the reason I say that is because it's year three Matt Rhule, and it's not just year three Matt Rhule where that's worked in the past. That's usually about the time you can tell whether a coach is heading in the right direction or not. And of course, Scott Frost games never really, it was hard. Maybe the second year Ohio State game day, but before that, they had already dropped one to Colorado. They just lost games before they could build up games that would mean as much. And so to me, I mean, this is everything. This is what you hired Matt Rhule for. I've said it from the beginning. It wasn't for 2022. It was for 2025 and beyond, because that's what his resume said, and that's how it's played out. So, you know, you combine that with 27 straight losses at top 25 opponents. It continues, and Matt Rhule and crew, they knocked a few of the things that were standing over Nebraska's head, you know, the last couple of years, beating Wisconsin, getting to a bowl game, important steps. Now continue that, beat top 25 teams. And if they do, then all of a sudden we're talking about, if they win this game, all of a sudden we're talking about playoffs. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done from then on. You still got to take care of business against the Michigan States and Minnesota's and Northwestern's and UCLA's and all that. But, you know, USC, Penn State, those are the only other teams on your schedule that would be ranked in Nebraska. Obviously, you know, maybe Iowa, we'll see when that game gets there. But we'll see. I mean, Nebraska, if they do this, is back in the top 25. And again, once you're in the top 25 these days in college football, you're knocking on the door for the playoffs.
A lot of the conversation around the game, and we can say from a local standpoint, it's a certain set of narratives and conversation. Then on the Ann Arbor front, when you dive into Michigan media, there are different conversations. And then the national media. And the national media getting involved because it's a national game this week. CBS, Gary Danielson and company coming in the town. It's a CBS game. So, oh my goodness, you know, different eyes, different ears, and different conversations, right? That we know that the national folks are talking about this differently. They cannot talk about it at the level that, let's say, folks at the ticket do, because you're around it. We're all consuming in this space. But there are common threads. And it just struck me with this. As much of the conversation are about the young quarterbacks, I think we should probably turn our eyes towards the line play. Because fairly and equally, we can say that Dylan Raiola's success Saturday will rely directly proportionate to the amount of success Nebraska's offensive line has against Michigan's defensive front. We can say that the play, the efficiency and effectiveness of Nebraska's defensive front will dictate the play of young Bryce Underwood, right? If they're able to get pressure with just hand down guys, that's one thing. If they're able to supply purposeful pressure, right? Let's just speed him up a little bit. We don't have to get home. You just have to speed him up a little bit and maybe take away some passing windows, and then understand that breakdowns will allow Bryce Underwood to be Bryce Underwood. A disciplined Nebraska defensive front creates more problems than a reckless, all aggressive, full attack defensive front. We saw that. We've seen that. We saw it against Cincinnati. We've seen that under control, the defensive front for Nebraska can make plays. And if you allow your best defensive group, your backfield, to shine simply by allowing them to man up and be better than Michigan at skill positions, then you have a shot at winning. Look, we can ask that Dylan Rayl and Emma Johnson have all the success. We want those things. But where does that come from? Where does it come? The big six up front, maybe the big seven when you get a big banger, you add another blocker. But can Nebraska have a simple run game, a simple productive run game that, quite frankly, four a pop's not going to get it done. five a pop, where you turn a three into seven, no tackles for losses, and that you can isolate the point of attack. This is point of attack football for Nebraska. Can they win? And Bach, I'm going to ask you to take a stand one way or the other. Can Nebraska win against, is it 5-on-5, 6-on-5? Can they win those battles, or do they need to overload and send more bodies to the point of attack?
Defensively here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, you think about the three-man front that they typically have, they're going to have to load up a lot more than that this week. And so, I mean, I think at times you're going to have to throw more bodies. I think you're going to have to try to – I mean, that's Michigan's game. Justice Haynes, like you said, quarterbacks are getting all the attention, but Justice Haynes is probably the best offensive player in entering this game. Uh-huh. And so you got to stop him. And I've heard some people say, well, he's just broken some big ones. He's got over 100 yards in all three of his games, and those big ones count. I don't know. I like people always negate those. It's like, well, take away that 75-yard run. Well, that's very important. Nebraska would love to have a 75-yard run. So, you know, I mean, that's the key to me is being able to contain that. Do they have the folks up front? And that's been the question all offseason, right? I mean, this is where we kind of finally get our answer of how much is Nebraska going to miss Ty and Nash up front. This is the test. I've said it all week too. This is not a team that likes to run the ball. This is a program that runs the ball. This is the kind of program in the Big Ten, now that Wisconsin has moved on from that builds themselves off running the ball. And Nebraska is going to need to stop it. I mean, there's really no other way. If you force Bryce Underwood to beat you with his arm, you know, not that it's impossible, but it will definitely be to Nebraska's advantage.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, again, Justice Haynes, 49 carries, 388 yards, just under 8 yards a clip. Those are some old-fashioned nuclear-type numbers in the run game, that being explosive and then being consistently good. Also understanding that he's in the Emmett Johnson conversation, the fact that Emmett only has 53 carries. Nebraska's have been purposeful in getting some of the backups additional run. But in both cases, these teams have done well enough. Nebraska's done well enough offensively that they did not have to rely on Emmett in third and fourth quarters. So the numbers state. The same thing applies for Dylan Raiola, that Dylan hasn't had to – he's played one fourth quarter, right? I mean, I think that's the right
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Right? So his numbers, as grand and great as they are, could be better if he was actually playing the games. Those are old Nebraska conversations we haven't had in a minute. That, hey, quite frankly, as good as the numbers are, they could be better if he was actually playing into fourth quarters. Emmett's numbers could be better. But Underwood, 46 of 80. Now, a couple things in play, Bob. People are afraid of his legs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
I'm going to lean heavily here. I want Underwood to throw. I want him to throw more. I want him to throw more. I want him over 25 pass attempts. Matter of fact, I want him closer to 30. I'm okay if Bryce Underwood pulls down. He's averaged 5 rushing attempts per game. And all of the, none of those were intentional. None of those were intentional. Now, he's moved the chains on those 14 carries. He's averaging almost 8 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns. But do you think he beats Nebraska with his legs? Do you think he can beat Nebraska? I know he can move the chain with his legs, but can he beat them? And I don't know the answer to that one. I think that's a big part of it. It's the thing of being able to get off the field. And this is where I landed with all of this. Whatever team gets their defense off the field as quickly as possible Saturday will win the game. Just get your defense off the field. Like, don't stay out there for these long drives. Don't stay out there for high repetition. You know, if you can, if it's third and five and you can get Michigan's offense off the field, you're having a good day, right? That means you're doing some things right. Down and distance will matter. Turnovers will play a part of it because we kind of feel like, and Bach, again, I'm going to lean on you. Am I wrong in thinking that we kind of would believe that in a turnover battle, Nebraska should be at advantage Saturday?
Yeah, I would think so. Though I will say, I mean, we haven't seen Dylan throw a pick yet.
Well, that's the thing, right? We're basing it on what we've seen and what we know.
Yeah. Right? That being said, Michigan has like 5 picks on the year, so this defense probably would be more suitable to get one.
And which quarterback is more likely to turn the ball over?
Mm.
Right, like that's. If, especially, now mind you, Underwood has already done the road in a big environment thing. He took the thing to Oklahoma, didn't play well, right? Which is a thing that is a burden that the young man has to carry because he's fine at home. He's great at home. What do you do on the road? What do you do in a hostile crowd? What do you do? And his recent history on the road says, I got to be better. I got to be better. That's one more additional negative seed planted. And I think that plays out. Like, I think it actually plays out that I'm not, if I'm Nebraska, I do not want Justice Haynes to beat us. I'm going to send, listen, if you tell me that Channing Goodwin has a day and has 6 catches and okay. I do not want the headline to be Justice Haynes. Goes off in Nebraska.
Well, let me ask you this, because people have been kind of thrown around, and to your point, if it's Justin Haynes you're worried about, you might not do it as much. But quarterback spy, would you obviously don't start with it. Would that be in the game plan this week?
Well, here's the thing. You can still do your job. You could still have an appropriate run fit and spy at the same time. Gap control, gap maintenance is the thing, and responsibility in linebacker play. And you've got some athletic linebackers at Nebraska. You've got some folks who can, one, who slide well, which means from one gap to the next, they slide on time and on purpose, right? That if I need to get from A gap to B gap, I know how to do so without losing my responsibility, right? Haynes, as a single back motioning and cutback form, holds that linebacker because he needs to play the cutback, right? But he also has bigs up front who have to keep the gate solid, right? One gap has to be big man up front. Outside gap has to be big man up front. Inside gap has to be linebacker truth, right? I need to stay home until. What we've also seen in Bryce Underwood is that there's certain gaps that he likes to escape in. He doesn't want to go wide. He wants to step up and get into these quick-to-get-to lanes. That's where spying will help you. If Underwood decides he's going to escape outside the boundary, oh, boy, it's a different thing. But remember, the wider he goes, the more time you have to recover. What you don't want is for him to get vertical. You do not want him to step up and go one-on-one in the gap. You want somebody there who can make the play, and you hope that, you know, okay, you get him to the ground. But his tendency is to step up an A or B gap to escape. Well, if the bigs are doing their jobs and they're staying in space, then it makes it easier for a Nebraska linebacker to just maintain, one, gap control for the run play and the cutback, but two, quickly slide from one gap to the other and get Underwood to the ground. So spying also, if we, when we talk about Goodwin and Klein and Hansen and their pass receivers, their bigs, their tight ends, if you've got a spy, who's guarding the back door? Now, if you tell me that you're going to trust your safeties to run with the tight ends and keep a cap on Michigan's big plays, okay. Down and distance will matter, game situation will matter, and then matchups will matter, right? What nickelback are you going to have on Michigan's third receiver? And you don't want to be identified. You don't want it. I don't want to know when Bach's going to cover my third receiver. I want to guess. I want them to guess. And then if they get it right, I just need somebody to get Bach to the ground. That's I like the matchups. Defensively, Nebraska defensively, I like the matchups. It's in the bigs that if they decide to isolate, because they're looking at film and they've got their big machine movers up front. If they decide to just lean on Nebraska, it's a different game. But I kind of would prefer that than if Michigan decides to be athletes and stretch the field vertically against Nebraska. I'm okay with if this game is played in a closet for Nebraska defensively. Tougher, more difficult, fewer mistakes will be made by Michigan's offense. The more vertical Michigan gets, the more likelihood that a mistake will happen, right? That's when a pick will happen. But if they stay within their pocket and they decide, you know what, we just need to win the 5-yard line of scrimmage. Oh, boy. Then it's a different game. I think Nebraska offensively could do that, Bach. I think the idea, Michigan, I was asked this, and I meant to bring this up to you. I was asked about the same thing with TJ Lateef. Would, in a game of this size, do you take your best offensive player off the field because he would provide some duress for Michigan if Lateef ran into the game and ran zone read? Does that throw them off? Does that make Michigan uncomfortable? And the answer would be yes, but it also means that you would have to take your best offensive player off the field. If you made Michigan spy with Lateef on the field, are you winning? Well, the same thing applies for Nebraska. If Michigan makes Nebraska spy on Underwood, are you taking Nebraska out of its natural core defense and the thing it does best? Fair enough?
Yeah.
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 I think those are, it's the game within the game. And it's the in-game management. And I think there are times when Nebraska is going to spy Underwood. There are also times when they're just going to, you're going to give the look of a spy. But actually, I'm going to hunt the eyes of Underwood, and I'm going to track him, because if he wants the quick throw to a tight end or to the slot, those linebackers who are in spy can get into those passing lanes, whether it's getting a hand up or maybe even picking one off and taking it, banging their head on the goalpost. But when you show it matters. It will happen at some point in the game. The question is, can you call it when needed? Not doing it regularly just because, but in a critical 3rd and 7, can you show spy so Underwood stays a little longer in the pocket? Maybe one of your bigs get home because he's simply thinking, I don't want to run up on this 230-pound linebacker. Maybe I need to look a little longer. And then, or maybe he's distracted. Maybe you get a strip sack from behind because, hey, we saw that a week ago. While you're looking at a linebacker, if Javon Wright's standing in the window waving at you, hey, you want to throw here? You want to run here? Your eyes go somewhere else. And while your eyes go somewhere else, pressure applies. So the chess match will be real. And I think that's an early first quarter, second quarter sort of deal. But I also am interested because I know when they come out of the locker room at halftime, some of those chess moves start to change. And you may go from, you know what, we're going to start out in a power game, and then we're going to move to our vertical game, or vice versa. The same applies for Nebraska. If Nebraska came out and said, we're going to feed Emmett 27 times, Michigan's going to go, well, wait a minute. We need to adjust some things. But if they come out and say, we're going to give Ja'Cory Barney the ball in the slot against their number three corner five times in the first half, oh, well, we better adjust and do some things. So it's that kind of game. It's, you know, the phrase that's been used, litmus test. That's what the national folks are calling this, a litmus test. Let's find out who these two programs, these two teams really are against somebody on their level. Now, we're pride. We'll take a prideful moment for Nebraska football and for the fan base and say, isn't it really cool for them to say that we're on the same level as Michigan? Because that hasn't been true. That hasn't been true. A 2.5-point favorite coming in, I'm interested and intrigued to see what that'll be Saturday morning.
Well, and it's big, too, because, I mean, I was there's two games that I've walked out of Huskers games at halftime. Yeah. One was 2007, Bill Callahan. A lot of people did it. The Oklahoma State game is awful. It was, you know, 38-0 or something at half, and everybody walked out. The athletic director was fired that weekend. Kind of a movement thing.
Yeah.
The other one was a couple years ago against Michigan. And I feel kind of bad for doing it, but it was 30-0. There was no hope whatsoever Nebraska was even going to come back against Michigan. Granted, that was the national championship team, but to go from that day and thinking,
Boo that team.
Right.
Boo
the, they boo cheated. Those they cheaters. Probably cheated that day too.
Yeah, right.
But to go from that day where go, this is not like I literally said, there's no chance I'm leaving. Two years later, and part of it's Michigan's decline a little bit, uh-huh. But to be fair, it's just like to go from that to thinking I don't know when they'll be able to compete with Michigan to now, to where it's like, okay, they got a chance. You know, that shows the growth of the program.
Yeah, we have a chance, which is all I would just say. You really want the ability to walk around this week with the idea and hope that this could go well and have some actual reason behind it. It's not just Kool-Aid. It's not just Kool-Aid. So we'll throw it to break. We'll stay here because I think some of the numbers are of note. There's some special teams number that lean in Nebraska's direction and favor, and that's another way for Nebraska to gain some advantage. We'll talk about some of those things. Dylan's numbers show some advantage that if they're willing to take the things that Michigan allows, and we have it on tape where Oklahoma showed some things that can be done against Michigan, there's a chance, and that's all anybody wants. Maybe a better chance than we think. We'll be right back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.